Matt Porter's here from Matt Porter Web Design, our gadget guru. You can find him at Innovation Martlesham at Adastral Park. Good morning. I think I've chosen the wrong day to go to Felixstowe this week because we got a tad wet yesterday.
Yes, I saw that.
Yes, in Felixstowe. The forecast for today, still very nice, I understand, at Felixstowe at the moment.
Well, we were there Friday, actually. Yeah, we stayed over there.
I saw on your Facebook
page. And it was like being on the continent.
Yeah,
it was beautiful.
It will be a fine morning across the area, says the forecast, which has just come in. A fine morning across the area with good spells of sunshine. However, conditions will deteriorate this afternoon as it becomes breezier with cloud and rain spreading in from the southwest, which will be heavy at times. Maximum temperatures today, 19 Celsius, 66 Fahrenheit. Yeah, at the moment there's sunny intervals around pretty much everywhere, I think so.
Yes.
Typical.
Changeable.
But thank you if you came along and wound the window down and said, "Hi, how are you?" Wound the window up and drove off again, which was great to see on several occasions. So this week, Matt's here every week and he reviews all sorts of gadgets. And this week we have a phone. This is the LG G4 mobile phone, which is got a phablet size. It's bigger than a normal phone. Oh my goodness me. Look at that. Look at that. Wow, picture quality. That's stunning.
Yes.
We're looking at a video on the phone at the moment.
Yeah, it's
wow.
LG
That's Machu Picchu.
It is. That's exactly where it is, yeah. LG have set a bar really on the quality of the screens on their phones.
It's so better than my telly.
It is, yeah. It's actually what's called Ultra HD, so it's it's basically 2560 pixels instead of 1920, so it's 2K, I think they call it. So it's not quite 4K, but it's 2K. The quality is amazing. I think it's something in the region of 540 pixels per inch. So normal printed page is about 300, so it's very, very high quality. It comes with a very nice camera as well. It comes with a 16 megapixel camera, which has a laser focus on it. LG did this in their last model of phones. It's got a little laser that's built into the back of the phone, so it focuses very quickly on whatever you point it at. It's 16 megapixels, f1.8. We were talking about f-stops last week when we were talking about phones, and the camera I had last week was f1.8. That lens on that is also f1.8.
So the picture quality on this is probably as good as a point and shoot?
Possibly. It is the f1.8 is really an amount of light that the sensor allows in when you take a picture. So it's excellent for low light photographs, very sharp. Again, not quite there with the point and shoot, because obviously there's more technology crammed inside those.
Not far away, then.
Not far off, no. It's an excellent, excellent camera. It's got a good camera on the front as well.
Because the thing is, when you're taking pictures with your phone, they look fine on your phone, but when you blow them up, they're often a bit blurry and they're not quite right, are they? So
on that, though, you'll be able to tell because it's such a high-resolution screen. So even if, you know, you're right, when you look at it on your phone, you think, oh, that looks great. And when you get back and actually look at it on a full screen, you think, OK, it's not quite as nice. It has a hexa-core processor. We always talk about these different processors, so dual-core, quad-core. We had octo-core a couple of weeks ago.
Sounds like a Bond villain.
No, this is hexa-core, which I believe is six processors. Basically, when they talk about dual-core, it's about a physical microprocessor but it has two built onto it. So this hexa-core actually has six cores, so six processors running within one piece of silicon, which is very clever. It's got a plastic case on it, which means you can pop the back off and you can change it. There's leather cases and things like that for it. I think it's got a slight curve as well to the entire phone.
Yeah.
So it's very, very small, but apparently there's a slight curve there, which apparently is what people want.
Okay. The only thing, you know, I've got reasonably big hands, but again, for me, this is just not comfortable.
Interestingly enough, that one has got one of the smallest sizes. So at the edge of the screen, you have like a bezel.
Yeah.
And on that phone, the bezel is very, very small. So it actually brings the physical size of the phone down. But yes, it is big. It's a big screen. Without a doubt, but apparently that's what the punters want now. Okay. They wanted small screens
clearly
to start off with.
They've got bigger hands than I have.
They have, yeah. It's quite a nice phone to hold as well. It doesn't slide out of your hand. It's quite nice. So, it's a lovely phone. 32 meg of memory in it and 32 gig of memory and 3 gigabytes of storage for using the operating system.
So really, if you're buying a phone now, this is the LG G4 mobile phone. If you're buying a phone now, perhaps sit down and write a list of the things that you want to use it for.
Yeah.
And then work out which is going to be the best one for you.
That's right, because screen sizes, they're all large, and well, not all large, but they can be quite large. This is 5.5 inches. There's larger, there's 5.7 inches and 6 and all those kind of things. But yeah, you've got a choice here, really, of what you're looking for with your phone, and it comes down to your personal preferences, but also the cost per month that something like this will cost, on contract, because obviously the more expensive the phone, the larger the contract's going to be. And these are, you can shop around as well. These are pretty good.
Yeah.
There you go, really. That's
good. That's great. I can't get over the picture quality, which is amazing, really.
It is fantastic.
Simply stunning. And it is better than my TV at home.
It is. It will be, yeah. Your TV at home, unless it's a 4K TV, is going to be 1080 HD, whereas this is, I think, 2560.
Brilliant. Okay, if you want to find out more about this, it's the LG G4 mobile phone. Go to thegadgetman.org.uk, thegadgetman.org.uk, for more on this and all the other gadgets that Matt reviews. And if there's something you want us to look at, a particular thing on the show, then get in touch, and we might be able to do that one of these weeks. Good to see you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed. And it's thegadgetman.org.uk. That's Matt Porter from Matt Porter Web Design at Innovation Martlesham on Ad Astral Park.